Let's begin Maseches Megillah right from the beginning. Mit Hashem, we do this each night, and we'll make it seem Motzei or the Leil Purim. So the Maseches begins with the word Megillah. Megillah Nikre. So the Megillah is read B'Yud Aleph, B'Yud Beis, B'Yud Gimel, B'Yud Aleph, B'Tesvav. That the Megillah may be read any of these 5 days of Adar Sheni. Of course, even though it's Adar Rishon tonight, it's only read during Adar Sheni. So these 5 days of Adar are the days it could possibly be read. Lo pachos v'lo yoser, no less than that, which means no earlier than Yud Aleph, and lo yoser, no later than Tesvav. Krachim ha-mukafim choma mimos Yeshua Benun. The cities that have been walled, dating back to the times of Yeshua Benun, those types of cities are Karim b'Tesvav. They read on the 15th, which is known as Shushan Purim, and Kvarim v'yaros gdolos, and villages or cities that are not walled from Yeshua Benun are Karim b'Yudal, which is the standard Purim for the rest of the world. Ella, Shekvarim makdimim liyom haknisa, but there are some times that the villagers would read even earlier than the 14th, which is known as Yom HaKnisa. Yom HaKnisa is a day that they'd go earlier on a Monday or Thursday. They'd go to hear Leining, they'd go to hear to go to a Bezdin if they needed to. And so since they were busy, so the Gemara explains they would once they're going to the big cities to hear the to go to Bezdin, they're also able to hear the Megillah there as well, because it was understood that the Kfarim didn't have any Bali Kore. So once you're going to the city on Yom HaKnisa on a Monday or Thursday, so as long as it was either 11th, 12th, 13th, or 14th, they'd be allowed to already eat on, read on Yom HaKnisa. So the Mishnah says, Ketad, how does this work? What are the calculations of how the Yantif falls out? So let's say Chalios Yudal Bisheni. So let's say the 14th falls out on a Monday. So then that's fine. Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Karin Babayom. The villagers and the regular cities would read on Monday. So the Ayaros Gedolos always read on the 14th, unless it falls out on Shabbos. But here as well, since the Kfarim are coming on Monday anyways, since it's a Monday, it happens to be the 14th, they come to the big cities on Monday, so then they would read Megillah on that Monday, which is the 14th. That's a standard year. Umokos Choma, and the walled cities would read Lamacha the next day on Tuesday, which would be 15th, the Shushan Purim. Let's say Chal Yosh B'Shlishi. Let's say the 14th falls out on a third day of the week, which is a Tuesday or a Revi or a Wednesday. So in this case, the Kfarim would be Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa. They would read on the Monday prior, which would either be the 13th or the 12th. And Ayaros Gedolos, the big cities, Karim Bobayom, they would read on either Tuesday or Wednesday, the Yudal itself. They don't have to read any earlier. And Mokvos Choma, the walled cities, would read Lamacha the following day, which would be the 15th. Let's say Chal Yos B'Chamishi. Let's say the 14th falls out on a Thursday. So then the Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Karin Babayom. This is the 14th, and it's a Thursday. And so the Kfarim are coming in anyways to town, to the big city on a Thursday. So they'll hear the Megillah on Thursday, which is the proper day, the 14th. The Mokvos Choma, the walled city, would however read Lamacha the next day, which would be Erev Shabbos. Like this year, Shushan Purim is Erev Shabbos. So that's the schedule. Let's say Chal Yos Erev Shabbos. Let's say the 14th falls out on a Friday. So now what happens is Kvarim Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa. The villagers would read the day earlier, which is a Thursday, because they're coming into the city on Thursday. That would be the 13th. Vayaros Gedolos, the big cities, and Mokvos Choma, because now if the 14th is on Friday, that means the 15th is on Shabbos, and you can't read Megillah on Shabbos because lest you carry the Megillah Dalet Amos. So since the walled cities can't read on Shabbos, they read on Friday also. They'll read on the 14th on this given year. Korin Bobayom, they read on the 14th along with the big cities. Chal Dios B'Shabbos. Let's say the 14th falls out on a Shabbos. So of course, as we just said, you can't read Megillah on Shabbos. So then Kfarim Vayaros Gdolos Makdimim V'Korim Liyom HaKnisa. So they go read not on the Erev Shabbos, which would be the 13th, but they read on the Yom HaKnisa. So on a Thursday, all the big city and villagers would read together on a Thursday, Yom HaKnisa, which would be the 13th. Umokvos Choma, the walled city would read Lamachar, which would be the Sunday, which would be the 15th, which would be the standard day for them. Let's say Chal Yos Achar Shabbos. Let's say the 14th falls out on a Sunday. So now, this case, the Kvarim are Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa. The villagers have to read the earlier week, which would be a Thursday. That would turn out to be the 11th. That's the earliest they could possibly read. That's the 11th of Adar. Vayavars Gedolos would read Korin Bo Vayom on Sunday, which is the 14th, which is again standard. And the next day, Mokvos Choma, the walled cities, would read Lamacha the next day on a Monday, which would turn out to be the 15th. So these are all the possible permutations of which day of the week Purim could fall out on, and when you push off the Kfarim. Kfarim always go to Yom HaKnisa. And when it falls out on a Shabbos, so then the Mokvos Choma and the big cities can't read on Shabbos, so they get pushed off to a different day as well. So that's
the
Mishnah.
Why can't the Kfarim go to, on the last case, Kfarim is Achar Shabbos, so why can't the Kfarim go to Monday?
So the Gemara says that Lo Yavor, it says in the Pasuk, you can't ever go past. Remember, Lo Yoser, between the 11th and the 15th. Oh, so why do on Monday, which is
Monday
the 15th? The Gemara says it has to always be different than the Mokvos Choma. It can't be the same day as Mokvos Choma. The Gemara is going to address this. Not today, though. The Gemara then says, Megillah Nikreis B'Yud Aleph Minalan. The Gemara wants to know how, or what's the source, that the Megillah can be read on the 11th. So the Gemara says, Minalan K'dibayinan L'meimar L'kaman. Like we're going to see later on in the Gemara, that who reads on the 11th? The Kfarim. That if the 14th falls out on a Sunday, so the Kfarim have to read the earlier Yom HaKnisa, which ends up being on a Thursday. So that's the 11th. So how do we know this? Because K'dibayinan L'meimar L'kaman. We're going to say later on, Chachamim hikilu ala kfarim. The Chachamim were lenient on the villagers, lios makdimim liyom haknisa, allowing them to read as early as Yom HaKnisa. Because again, the villagers, the people living in the village, they didn't have much going on. They didn't have food, they didn't have batei dinim, they didn't have a bali kari. It was very, very dry what was going on in the village. So they didn't have to come into the big city to go shopping and to get the shilas from the rabbanim and to hear the bali kari. So they come on Mondays and Thursdays every single week anyways to hear the kriyas haTorah and to meet the dayanim if needed to be. So now it's a big shlap to come in every single day. So the Torah, so the Chacham rather were lenient for the Kfarim, since you're coming Monday and Thursday anyways, you read once you're there. Why are we so lenient? Why are we so nice to them? What's the big deal? Why do they deserve such a leniency? Make them schlep for Megillah. It's an important thing. Maybe they should come in on Monday and then come in Tuesday also that week. So the Gemara says the reason why we're lenient and we're so nice to the Kfarim is Kidei Shisapku Mayim Umazon Lacheim Shebekrachim. So this logic that's used here is going to be changed later on. What it literally means here right now, the way the Gemara presents it, we want them to be available to sell things. What would happen is imagine farms. So they have a whole structured business like we have. So they have apples and they'd have bananas and grapes. They want to come to sell. On Mondays, Thursday was the big Yom HaShuk. So what happens is if they're busy going to Megillah, they're not going to be available to sell the fruit to the people. So we say, you know what? You should go in on a Monday. And let's say the 14th is a Tuesday. Come in on Monday, hear the Megillah. And then you come in another day to sell the fruit. This way you're available and not busy dealing with the Kriyas and Megillah. That's the understanding of the Gemara here. Now this is not correct because it's a lot of questions involved, how that makes sense. But the Gemara just takes it as face value right now. We're going to adjust this later on and use it really as, since in general, the Kfarim are nice in terms of they sell fruit and food to the city dwellers, we want to be leaning on them and allow them to come in Yom HaKnisa. They're schlepping in all the way from the farms. So once they're coming in, let them as well get the Megillah and check that box as well. But it's not the way the Gemara is exactly presenting the Svara, but the Gemara is going to address this in a few days from today.
But they just said that they won't have the time to sell because they'll be listening to the Megillah.
Exactly. So that's why the Svara doesn't make much sense here. We have to try to put it in the back of our mind, and the Gemara will tweak it. I forget which daf, but we'll get there in a few days in Mirtz Hashem. So then the Gemara says, so that was the initial svara of why were they able to read as early as Yud Aleph? Because of this svara of them buying or selling food to the Krachim. But the Gemara says, no, that wasn't our question. Anan hachi kamrinan. This is what we were saying. Michti, let's analyze this for a moment. Kulu anshe knesset gadola takninu. We know that anshe knesset gadola were part of writing the Megillah together with Mordechai and Esther. And when they established the Yom Tov HaPurim, so then they must have made it built into the dates of Purim that you can make Purim on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel as well. Why? Because the Sakadaitach Anshe Knesset Gedolah Yud Aleph Vites Vav Tekken. Let's say Anshe Knesset Gedolah only said you could read on the 14th and 15th. That was the halacha. So then, Asu Rabbanan could come later on. Va'akru takanta, they could uproot a takana, the takina Anshe Knesset Gedolah. If Anshe Knesset Gedolah made a rule that you could only read on the 14th and 15th, You can't have rabbis come on later on, generations later, and say, you know what? We're going to ignore the Anshe Knesset Gedolah. We're going to add on the 11th and the 12th and the 13th also. You're not allowed to do that. Why can't they do that? Why can't a Beis Din of 200 years later uproot a Beis Din from 200 years earlier? What's the problem? So Gemara quotes a Mishnah that appears in Maseches Edios. What's the Mishnah? V'hatnan, ein Beis Din yachol avatel divrei Beis Din chavero. Beis Din A cannot nullify a decision of Beis Din B. Ela imkein, unless it's gadol mimenu b'chachma ubeminyan. Unless that second Beis Din is greater both in quality and quantity than the previous Beis Din. There was no Beis Din that was ever greater than Anshe Knesset Gedolah. So if it's true that you're allowed to read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th as well, the 14th and 15th, there must be a source in the Megillah, because there's no way a Beis Din uprooted halacha from Anshe Knesset HaGedolah. So the Gemara says, Ela Pshita, it's obvious that Kulu Anshe Knesset Gedolah Takinu. It must be true that the Anshe Knesset Gedolah established that you could read on any of these 5 days, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th. So if that's the case, Heicha Remiza. When the Anshe Knesset Gedolah had written the Megillas Esther with Ruach HaKodesh, so there must be a remez, a hint in the Megillah to being able to read on these days of Adar. So what's the remez the Gemara wants to know? So Amar Rav Shemin Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra. The pasuk says in Megillah, "Lekayim es yimei haPurim haEla bizman nehem," that they establish days that you should fulfill the days of Purim in their times. Zmanim harbe tiknu lehem. So it must be that many times they establish bizman nehem means there are many times, there are multiple times you could read. So that implies that there's 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th. The Gemara says, wait a second, that doesn't make sense. Hai mi barle legufa. The word bizmaneim is needed for the pasuk itself, that telling us that the 14th and 15th are days you can read. That's not extra. You can only make a drasha of an extra word. Bizmaneim is how you read the pasuk, pshat in the pasuk. That to celebrate the days of the 14th and 15th, which are zmaneim, which are multiple days. So Gemara says, no. Im kain, if mizmaneim was simply referring to the already known days of the 14th and 15th, lamer kra, the pasuk should have said zman. The time to write, read it. My zmaneim, it must be zmanim tuva. There are additional days of reading aside from the days mentioned in the Megillah. The Megillah mentions the 14th and 15th explicitly. So it should have said, you read it on the zman, the day that you're supposed to read. What's zmaneim? That there are additional days that can be read. So Gemara says, no. Vakatmi barle, you still need it. The word zman would not have been sufficient, because you have to say zmanim, zmanu shazeh, lo kizmanu shazeh. The time of this one is not like the time of that one. I read on the 14th, I can't read on the 15th. And Yerushalayim, Meshushan, they can read on the 15th, they can't read on the 14th. So they're two independent, two mutually exclusive zmanim, so you can't say you read bizman, because there are two times, it's the 14th and this 15th. So zmaneim was necessary to tell me that they're mutually exclusive. It's one and not the other. So there's no available drasha to include additional days. So the Gemara says, Imkein lema kra zmanum. The pasuk could have said zmanum, their times. That would have implied that they're mutually exclusive. Zmano shazeh, lo kizmano shazeh. So my zmaneihem, a couple extra letters there. Shmasmi nakula, to teach us that there are more days. So the Gemara says, fine. So now we have that there's additional days beyond the 14th and 15th. How many days are we going to add on? What does zman ne'em mean? It could be 25 extra days to lay. Ema zmanim tuva. Maybe there should be many days. You could read already from Rosh Chodesh Adar, possibly. You know, there's a havamina, the Medrash says, we say this in Haggadah, that there's a havamina yachom Rosh Chodesh. There's a havamina, maybe you could start eating matzah from Rosh Chodesh. I believe there's a similar havamina in the Yushalmi by Megillah, that yachom Rosh Chodesh, you might be able to eat Megillah, read Megillah from Rosh Chodesh Adar. So that's the Gemara suggesting. Maybe there should be multiple times, many days of all of Adar, you should be able to read Megillah. So Gemara says it can't have such a havamina, because zmaneim is dumya dizmanum. Zmanum, we said, means the times already listed. Zmaneim is adding on to the zmanim. So ma zmanum, just like the word zmanum implies trey, the 2 days that we know, 14 and 15th, af so to zmaneim are only an additional trey, another 2 days. Now the problem here is, we're adding on to 3 days. By the 14th and 15th, we know in the pasuk. We're adding on the 11th, the 12th, and 13th. How do you add on 3 days if the source of Zmanam is only 2 days? So the Gemara says, Vema Treisar V'Tleisar. So maybe the two additional days should be the 12th and the 13th of Adar, and the 11th should be cut off. And so the Gemara says, Kedama Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zman Kehila L'cholhi. The 13th of Adar is a Zman of gathering for everyone. V'lo Tzarech L'Rebuye. There's no need for a Pasuk. It was obvious before we even got started that even though it doesn't list the 13th as one of the days of reading Megillah, it was so obvious that you could read on the 13th because it's Zman Kehila. What does Zman Kehila mean? So if you look at Rashi, top left of Rashi, we know Rashi is usually on the inside column. There are times when Rashi extends himself and there's no Tosos. So here Rashi, he adds further. Look at three lines down top left, Zman Kehila L'cholhi. Zokt Rashi, Hakol Nikalul Hinokem Moivehem. All the Jews gathered together to revenge, take revenge from the enemies. Bein B'Shushan, Bein B'Shar Mekomos, Kamosha Kasu B'Sefer. That they gathered together in Shushan, they gathered together in all the other cities that they were endangered to defend themselves. It's what happened back then. And since that was such an obvious day, the 13th, to lay, not to celebrate, therefore there's no need for a pasuk. So when it says Zmaneim, it's coming to include 11th, and the 12th. Now this discussion, there's a machlokas in the Rashi with Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush and others. There, Rishonim point out that there is no source in Halacha, in Shas, for Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther doesn't exist. And it doesn't exist anywhere in Chazal. So they point out that this Zman Kehila, Rabbeinu Tam writes, this is the source. Zman Kehila is when we get together now, in our current shuls, to fast and to say all the slichas that we say. This is the only source that we have of Zman Kehila to a Tainus Esther. Now in Halacha, Tainus Esther is very unique. It's different than any other of the Tainesim. Why? Well, all the other Tainesim are Tainus of Avelis. Tisha B'Av certainly, Shivas Ratamas, Asar B'Teves, some Gedalia are all some level of the mourning of destruction of the Beis HaMikdash during different stages. Tainus Esther is actually not a day of Avelis. It's actually a day of Simcha. We're celebrating it. So you're going to tell me, how do you fast and celebrate? That seems to be a steer, no? Firstly, not true. By Avelis, exactly, Yom Kippur. 100, Yom Kippur is a day of Simcha, and yet we fast. So we should not be so surprised when it comes to Tainus Esther either. And there are many coolers here. Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about that... even though typically a person shouldn't get married on a Tainus, he has a kula on Tainus Esther. If need be, you'd be allowed to because there's no Avelis. The issue of getting married on a Tisha B'Av or getting married on Shavas B'Tamas because a chasna is a stira to Avelis. But when it comes to Tainus Esther, it's not Avelis. It's a day of Simcha. We just happen not to eat. When you get married, most chasna and kalas are brought down that they fast anyways. So fasting clearly isn't a stira to wedding.
What about when Esther says, mm-hmm. Fast.
Right.
So isn't that one of the sources to fast?
Yeah, that was took place firstly in Nisan. That was 3 days in Nisan. So, but they do acknowledge such a point here. But yeah, so but they talk about it. They do connect it to Lech Knos Ka Yudim. But it's not brought down this time as Esther in the Gemara anyways. So there are other coolers involved with this halacha as well. Okay, so let's go further now. So now we've established that the 13th of Adar doesn't need a source. So when it says my name, it's including the 11th and 12th, which were not already discussed. So the Gemara now says we're two narrow lines up from the bottom here. V'eima shitsar v'shivsar. Maybe when we're adding on two extra days, it should be on the other end. Maybe the 16th and 17th of Adar should be included. Gemara says v'lo yavor k'siv, we can't pass. V'lo yavor means the 14th and 15th, and no further past the 15th. But beforehand, earlier, we are allowed to read earlier. So that's all the first pshat, based on the word Zmanehem. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amr. He says, Amr, the pasuk says in Megillah, Kiyamim asher nachu behem ayuhudim. So the days, like the days that they rested, like the Jews rested in the times of Mordechai and Esther. So the Gemara says, Yamim kiyamim. Yamim means the days that already existed of 14th and 15th. Kiyamim is including in another 2 days, the rabbos, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, that the 11th and 12th are also. So the same exact halacha, he's just bringing a different source from the word kiyamim as opposed to Zmaneim. So asks the Gemara the same series of questions. Ve'ema treisar v'tleisar. Maybe we should add on the 12th and 13th and not the 11th. Amar Bishim Bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zman, Kehila, Lecholi, Velo Tzarech L'Ribuya. Like we said, that 13th of Adar was a day of gathering, and there's no need for a pasuk to include it. It is Misvara, so therefore the two added days must be the 11th and the 12th. Asks the Gemara, Ema, Shitzar, Vishivzar, maybe the 16th and 17th on the other end, below Yavor Ksiv, though you can't pass the 15th ever. 15th is the last day one could possibly celebrate Purim and read the Megillah. So the Gemara wants to know now, how come one opinion learned Zmanehem, and the other opinion learned the source of Kiyamim? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Nachmani, my time alone, or Bizmanehem, why didn't he use the word Bizmanehem? The Gemara answers, because Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem, those three levels of drushas, Lomashmalei, he didn't think that indicate any drushas. Zman and Zmanehem are not two different words, really, a couple extra letters, but he didn't think that implied any type of drusha. So that's why he had to use the word Kiyamim. And Rav Shemen Bar Abba, my time alo Amar Kiyamim, why didn't he like the drusha of Kiyamim? And Amar Lecha, he says, because the word Kiyamim, Hahu Ledoros, that pasuk Yamim was reserved to tell us that Megillah was not only celebrated and read during the times of Mordechai and Esther, but it was meant to be for generations. That Kayamim, like the days, we should continue to read. And therefore, it's not available to include two additional days of the 11th and the 12th. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Zu Divi Rabbi Kiba Stimasa. This whole discussion now that you could read the 11th, 12th, and 13th is only in the world of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is the Stam author of Mishnayos. Rabbi Kiva had great Talmidim. Anytime there's a Stam Mishnah, or there's a Stam Medrash, a Stam Sifra, Stam Sifri, Rashi goes through all these things, we always attribute it to Rabbi Kiva and his students. A Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva's students included Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. They were all students of Rabbi Kiva. There's always a Stam Mishnah. Stam means it was hidden. We don't know who the author is. So our Mishnah is a Stam Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you can read the 11th, 12th, and 13th as well. However, Aval Chachamim Omrim, all the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Akiva, and they say, Ein Koron Osa Ela Bizmana. You're only allowed to read it on the day that you're supposed to, the 14th for the 14th, and the 15th for the 15th. So asks the Gemara, Meisive Amr Vihuda, Amasai, when is this all true? Bizman Shashanim Kitiknun. So Rabbi Yehuda is qualifying our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, which says you can read the 11th, 12th, and 13th, is only relevant. The time is when the Shanim are Ketiknin, when the Shanim, the years, are made properly through Bezdin. When there's an Ibur Shana based on Bezdin, all the halachas, we don't have that nowadays where Bezdin's involved at all with the Ibur Shana. So it has to be where Bezdin's involved, that the Shanim are Ketiknin. It has to be where Yisrael's living in Eretz Yisrael. Those are the necessary factors to be able to read earlier the 11th, 12th, and 13th. However, the Gemara says, Aval Bizman Hazeh, nowadays, says Rabbi Yehuda, Horil Mistaklin Ba, Ein Koronos El Bizmana. So, since the means, Mistaklin Ba means they're looking at it. The Aniyim nowadays are always looking forward to the, to getting Matan Sev Yonim on Purim. Now, they don't want to be tricked. Now, they're used to coming the 14th, and one day you decide to do it on the 11th or 12th, they're going to be thrown off, and they're going to miss the opportunity to collect Matanos Avyonim. So since nowadays we live in such a bad period, and we can't send the messages out, so therefore they establish Bizman Hazeh, you always read on the proper day, only the 14th or the 15th. So the Gemara wants to know now, when Rabbi Yehuda qualified this salacha of Bizmanayim, of Bizman Hazeh versus the times of Shanim Ketiknim, asks Gemara Aliba, who's he going like? Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Deman, who is he qualifying? Ilema Aliba de Rabbi Kiva, you're telling me he's qualifying Rabbi Kiva of our Mishnah, who authored a Mishnah like we said above, then Afilu Bezman Hazeh, Ish Lahaitakanta. In Rabbi Akiva's understanding, he thinks even nowadays you would be able to read the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So that wouldn't work well. Rabbi Yehuda can't be qualifying Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says even Bizman Hazeh you could read these days. Ella, it must be Lav Aliba de Rabbanim. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is qualifying the Shita of the Chachamim. And what comes out is Ubizman Hashanim Ketiknan, V'Yisrael Shurin Al Masan, that when the years are done properly and Klaus is living in Eretz Yisrael, then Mia Karinan. Then we see that Chachamim agree you can read the earlier days, 11th, 12th, and 13th. We said above that only Rabbi Kiva allows you to read earlier. But Chachamim say you can never read earlier. But now, according to this Braisa, Chacham agree that Bizman Shisham to Ketiknan, they also agree you're allowed to read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And the Gemara says, you're right, this is a Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yochanan Tiyufta. This Braisa rejects the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, which means that our Mishnah here is not only like Rabbi Kiva, but it's also our Chachamim, that you can read as early as 11th and 12th and 13th, but Bizman Hazeh, for technical reasons, nowadays we don't. So then the Gemara says, there is an Ikad Amri, there's a different version to how this Shakli Retire goes. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zu Divrei Rabbi Kiva Stimasa. This is all Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah, who's a Stam Mishnah. Aval Chachamim Amru Bizman Hazeh. Nowadays, say Chachamim, Hol Mistaklin Ba. Since the Anim are looking forward to collecting money during Megillah reading, Ein Karnosa El Bizmana. We only read in the right time. We don't want to trick them anymore. So we see that even Chachamim agree to Rabbi Kiva, but except Bizman Hazeh is where they argue. And Tanin Ami Hachi, the Braisa says the same thing. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. When is it true that you can read earlier in the 11th, 12th, and 13th? Only Bizman Sheshanim Ketiknan V'Yisrael Shun Al Masan. When we're in control, we're living in Eretz Yisrael. Ava Bizman Hazeh, says the Braisa, Hol Mistaklin Ba Ein Karan Osa El Bizmana. Since the Anim anticipate collecting money, we only read the Megillah in the proper time. Okay, the Gemara now says last line of the Amud here. Rav Ashi Kashile Rabbi Yehuda Ad Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi just setting us up the structure of what's going to happen. He had a kashya in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in one place with another Rabbi Yehuda elsewhere. And he goes on to say, Mishane umokim love, rather lebraisa, k'Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. So he had two contradictory statements in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. And since it was a contradiction, he said one of them must be not Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. So now the Gemara is going to explain. Umi amar Rabbi Yehuda bizman hazeh. Does Rabbi Yehuda really say that nowadays, hol mistaklin ba, since aniyim are looking forward, they're anticipating to create a Megillah to collect. Ein Koron Osa El Bizmana. And therefore, that's the case. Bizmana Zeh, we only read on the right day, the 14th and the 15th, respectively. Does Rabbi Yehuda really say that? Urimini, we have Braisa in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. That says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, when it is true, Malkom Shenichnesin B'Sheinim B'Chamishi, a place where they come in earlier, when the Kfarim read on Mondays and Thursdays, Ava Malkom She'ein Nechnesim B'Sheinim B'Chamishi, Ein Karnosa El Bizmana. So a place where they don't come in, where the Kfarim don't travel into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays, so then you're not allowed to ever read, you only read on the right time. So the Gemara says, however, Malkom She'nichnesin, but if it is a place where the Kfarim do come in on Sheni Chamishi, Mia Karina, and we will read earlier, and the implication is afilu bizman hazeh. So in other words, everyone agrees that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to read earlier on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. The question is, bizman hazeh, what's the halacha? So one Rabbi Yehuda and one Braisa says that bizman hazeh, you don't read earlier. And there's another Braisa that says, no, even bizman hazeh, you do read earlier. So that's the contradiction, Rabbi Yehuda. Would he agree that you could read earlier even bizman hazeh? To which the Gemara answers, Rav Ashi explains, Moki la lebraisa, and therefore he establishes that the braisa is Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. He changes the gear so that it's not Rabbi Yehuda, but it's Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, and there's no longer a contradiction. There's a machlokes, but there's no contradiction within Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, wait a second. Umishum the kashile the Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbi Yehuda, because you found the contradiction between two Rabbi Yehudas, Mokim la lebraisa Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, you could just go ahead and change the author. We don't do things like that. Oftentimes, there's a machlokas Rava and Baye. People like to suggest this a lot. I forget who says which one. But many machlokasim that they have, one of them tries to maintain the text as much as possible and thinks of a svara. And the other one says, I rather, instead of making a crazy svara, I rather change the text around. So one of them, again, you have to pay attention next time we see machlokas, between Rava and Baye, one is comfortable changing text, and one maintains the text, but rather come up with some chiddush in the svara. So here the Gemara is saying a similar thing. Just because you couldn't think of a svara of two Rabbi Yehudas, you're going to start changing the text around. It must be Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. We don't find that. People just change text just like that without any proof. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi says as follows. Rav Ashi shmile di'ika detani le k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi heard that there's a brice out there that was authored by Rabbi Yehuda. And he also heard v'ika detani la k'Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. And you hear there's another Braisa that was the name of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. But he wasn't sure. You have to remember now that Amoraim knew all the Mishnayos by heart. They memorized them by heart. At the end of Megillah, we're going to see the last daf of Maseches Megillah talks about how Torah is a song. So Tosfos there writes that they used to memorize the Mishnayos by singing songs. So they all knew the songs, they all knew Mishnayos Baal Peh. The Brises, not all the Amoraim knew the Brises. So therefore, the Brises were not part of the memory. And there are some mistakes in the Brises. Not everyone was accepted, and even those that were accepted, there were some things that needed to be changed. So Rashi, he heard there were the once a Brisa with Rabbi Yehuda, and there's once a Brisa about Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda. But he didn't know the details of it. So he's once presented these two different Brises, which had the same author, but saying different things. So therefore he knew one of them must have been changed, one of them must have been Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda. So the Gemara says then, so once he had this contradiction of two Rabbi Yehudas, Amar, he said, must be Mandatani Lake Rabbi Yehuda, Lav Dafka, and Mandatani Lake Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Dafka. So he says, he heard that Brisa B, let's say, heard it by two different authors. Right, one guy quoted Brisa B as coming from Rabbi Yehuda, which presented a Kasha. But he heard another guy quote that same Brisa in the name of Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. He wasn't sure who was the proper author. But once he found that if you author that to be Rabbi Yehuda, it contradicts a different Brisa that was clearly Rabbi Yehuda. And for that reason, he was comfortable changing the Girsa to Brisa B as being authored by Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Let's go weiter now. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Kfarim, rather, Krachim hamukafin choma mimosa yeshuba nun, korin bechamisha asar. By the way, this first daf is a very hard daf to start Megillah. It's not an easy one. It scares people away quickly. So the walled cities are ready for a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. They read on the 15th. So, Menachem Mili, how do you know? So, Amar Rav, the Rav explains as follows. The Amar Krod says in the Pasuk in Megillah, Al Kain HaYehudim HaPrazim HaYoshim Ba'ari HaPrazos. Therefore, the Jews sitting in the Prazim are means the open cities, the unwalled cities, so they would read, and the Pasuk goes on to say, on the side here, Es Yom Arba'asar. So it's a clear pasuk that if you live in a prazim, you live in an unwalled city, you read on the 14th. So the Gemara now is medayik, umid the prazim bar basar. From the fact that the unwalled cities read on the 14th, that implies that mukfin v'chamishasar, that the walled cities read on the 15th. So that's the source that the walled cities reading on the 15th, because it's implied by the prazim in the Torah, in the Megillah. The Gemara says, wait a minute, maybe v'ema prazim bar basar, maybe the pasuk's telling us, unwalled cities, the Prazim, read on the 14th, as the Pasuk clearly says, and Mokfin, Klal Kalo, and maybe the walled cities shouldn't read at all. Maybe that's what the Gemara is telling us, the Pasuk should tell us. Because it doesn't tell us anywhere that the walled cities read. So maybe they shouldn't read. Gemara says, can't be. Number one is, if Lav Yisrael Ninu, are they not Jewish? And of course, all the Jews have to perform these mitzvahs. There's no exception because they're in a walled city. For and moreover, Mehoduvan Kushksiv, it says that they were the entire world, Mehoduvan Kush, from one city to the next, they were all under the danger of Haman. So they have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu by reading the Kriya, Kriya of Megillah. So that wouldn't make sense that they shouldn't read it at all. So the Gemara said, okay, fine, I'll grant you this, they have to read. But maybe it doesn't have to be as you said. Maybe the Ema, let's suggest, the Prazim Bar Besar, the unwalled cities read on the 14th, as the Torah, the Megillah clearly says. And then we can infer the Mokvin, the walled cities, Bar Besar, Ubechamesar. Maybe they should have to read 2 days, which would be four times, the night of the 14th and the 14th day, and the night of the 15th and the 15th day. Maybe that's what the Torah is telling us. Gemara says it can't be that case either. Kedichsev, this is still part of the question. It says, Liyos osen es yom abasar l'chodesh adar ves yom chamishasar bo b'chol shana. It says, there's a concept that you should make the days of the 14th and the 15th in one pasuk. So that's referring to, it doesn't tell us who, must be referring to the walled cities that they read twice, the 14th and the 15th. Mara says that doesn't make sense because Ehavaksiv had it written in the pasuk, Es Yomar Basar, V'chamishasar, without the V-S, but just a Vav in between, that would have implied they come together, Kitika Amras, they have to read the 14th, V, and plus the 15th. However, it doesn't say that. Hashudichsiv es yom arbasar v'es yom chamishasar. That second v'es is coming to asa es. The s comes to pasuk. It separates that honey bar basar v'es means honey b'chamishasar. That they're mutually exclusive, either the 14th or the 15th. And since the Megillah tells us that the prazim are on the 14th, that must be that the walled cities are left for the 15th. The Gemara says maybe there's another approach. V'ema prazim bar basar. Maybe the unwalled cities should be on the 14th. And the Mokvin, the walled cities, should be Ibai bar besar, ibai b'chamisar. Maybe they should have the option when they want to read. Maybe they should say, this year I want to read on the 14th, the next year I want to read on the 15th. There should be an option for them. So the Gemara says that can't be either because Amar Kra bizmaneim, like we saw on Amud Aleph, bizmaneim implies zmanu shazeh lo zmanu shazeh. The time of this one is not like that one. They can't overlap. So once we're establishing that the waltzes are reading the 15th, that means by definition they cannot read on the 14th because zmaneim means zmanu shazeh lo kizmanu shazeh. They're mutually exclusive. So then the Gemara says, v'ema b'tleisar. Maybe we should infer from the pasuk that says the prazim read on the 14th, maybe we should infer that the walled city should read on the 13th. Remember we said that the 13th was an obvious day you're allowed to read on, because that's Zman Kilel Cholhi. So maybe you should move it to the 13th, that's when the walled city should read. Gemara says, can't be, because Shushan has to be like Shushan, and Shushan, it's clear from the psukim that the Shushan celebrated on the 15th. So therefore, if the unwalled cities are reading on the 14th, that implies that the walled cities are reading the same day as Shushan, which read the 15th. That's why we call it Shushan Purim. So Gemara says, great. Ashkecha Nasiya. We found from the Pesukim we brought above, it says, Lios Osim Es Yomar Basa. Osim means the Maisa, to do, the actions of, yeah. What do you mean?
When doesn't whatever four or five lines above we quoted that pasuk, that we end up saying the S is coming to be mafsek.
But that 15th could be referring to Shushan only. Shushan definitely reads on the 15th. The waltzes are still unclear. So then the Gemara says, so all the psukim we just brought about the 14th and the 15th is all about the asiya, the maisa mitzvahs, which is the mishta and the celebration. But what about zechira, remembering it, which is another way of saying the kriyas megillah? How do you know that the zechira minolim, that too has the same halachas as the unwalled cities on the 14th and the walled cities should hear on the 15th? What's that source? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, v'ayamim ha'ela nizkarim v'na'asim, the pasuk says. It's a hekesh. Iskash zechira le'asiyah. There's a hekesh between zechira and asiya. Just like asiya, 14th and 15th are separate, so too legabe the zechira. The kriya, 14th and 15th are separate. Gemara now quotes the following brisa. Masnis in our Mishnah is delo kihai tana. Our Mishnah is not consistent with the following tana. What does this tana say? The sanya, the brisa teaches us, Reb Yeshua ben Karcha omer, krachim hamok fin chomos mimos achashverosh, Karin Bachimishasar. This brisa says, how do you define a walled city? Has to be walled from the times of Achashverosh, which is not as far back as what our Mishnah says as Yeshua ben Nun. So there's a steer, there's a kasha, machlokas, which what date back do you have to go for the walled cities? Achashverosh's time or Dimei Yeshua ben Nun? So my time is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Why does he think that you go based on the date of Achashverosh? In fact, that makes more sense, obviously. Ki Shushan, just like Shushan. Ma Shushan mokvos choma mimos Achashverosh. And v'korin b'chamishasar. Just like Shushan was a city that was walled from the times of Achashverosh, and you read on the 15th, af so too, kol shemokeves choma mimos Achashverosh, korin b'chamishasar. So too, any other city that's like that, that was walled from the times of Achashverosh, even though it wasn't walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, should have the same din as Shushan. And that's the logic of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Tani didan, what's the reason for our Mishnah that says you go back to Yeshua ben Nun? What does Yeshua ben Nun have to do with anything here? So Gemara says, my time, yalef prazi, there's a gezerah shava, there's no svara. There's no logic here, it's based on a gezerah sakasiv. There's a gezerah shava, it says prazi by Megillah. It says prazi by Yeshua ben Nun. Ksiv hacha, it's written in Megillah's Esther, al kain hayuhudim aprazim. So the word prazi is used. Uksiv hasim, it's written in Yeshua, levad me'ari aprazi, harbe ma'od. So we see that gezerah shava, malahalan, just like there, the prazim in the pasuk in Yeshua. Is mokvos choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun, afkan mokvos choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun. It's not a svara, it's simply a pasuk, a gzera shava. The truth is, the Yushalmi does offer a svara. The svara is, it wanted to show kavod to Eretz Yisrael. That's why. It wanted to show special kavod. This whole nes took place in Chuzlart. This shows some kavod to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to peg the definition of walled cities based on Yeshua ben Nun. That's the svara, just a little kavod for Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Bavli, it's based on a gzera shava. Gemara now says.
It's from
Dvarim, is it? Okay, fine, Dvarim. Very good. Okay, Dvarim.
So that makes it more sense to say that it's the time of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah, it could be. It could be that it lasted until the times of Yeshua Ben Nun as well. See? Yeah, you have to take a look how much your Rashi doesn't address it, but to take a look maybe in the side afterwards. So then the Gemara says, Bishma, this makes sense according to Bishua ben Karcha, lo amar ketana didan. Why didn't Bishua ben Karcha use the Gzer Shava of our Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, because the less like project, he doesn't hold of the Gzer Shava. There's a very important yesod when it comes to drushes of Gzer Shava. The din is, Ein Adam Don Gzer Shava Me'aspo. You cannot create your own Gzer Shava. It doesn't work like that. Unless you have a Mesorah, you can't make your own. So therefore, since Rabbi Shubin Karcha didn't have such a Mesorah from his Rebbe, he didn't have a Gzer Shava. That's why he ignored it. This is different than when it comes to a Kavachomer. The Dimai Kavachomer is an Adam can make his own Kavachomers. He's allowed to make his own Kavachomers. But he can't make his own Gzer Shavas at all. That's a special din. Now, since that's the case, by the way, since a person is allowed to make his own kavachomers, we could accept it. That's why we have a concept, ein onshin min adin. Ein onshin min adin means you can't use a din. You can't use a kavachomer to implement a punishment. Why? So one of the svaras are, because since a kavachomer, a din, can be made by any of us humans, there might be a flaw that we may not be able to see. That maybe, you know, we can think of a nice kavachomer and no one here is going to have a pircha. No one here will ask a question. But maybe there is a question that we're not aware of. So to have a onesh based on a kavachomer that I made, that would be a terrible thing. So since an adam is able to make their own kavachomers, so there's a potential flaw involved that can't implement the punishment. The limitation by Gzer Shava, as we said, but since a Gzer Shava is only from a Mesorah that I have from my Rebbe, from his Rebbe, from his Rebbe, therefore Gzer Shavas are much stronger, and one can give punishments based on acceptable, traditional Gzer Shavas. So either way, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha didn't have such a Mesorah, and that's why he didn't learn the Gzer Shava praze. He therefore had to use the Svar of, like Shushan, was a wall from the times of Achashverosh. Elatana didan, our Mishnah, my time alo amar krabi Yeshua ben Karcha. Our Mishnah, who thought they have to go back to Yeshua ben Nun, why didn't they use the svar of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, which is that we should use Shushan as a model that was from the times of Achashverosh? So Gemara says, my time, b'daha islay praze praze. Because they had a Gzer Shava, that's why. The Gzer Shava trumps all other drushes. They had a Gzer Shava that tells you date it back to Yeshua ben Nun. So Gemara says, no hachi kamar. The question of our Mishnah is, Ela Shushan David Kaman. How does Shushan work? Because Shushan, lo kiprazim, v'lo kimukvim. Shushan doesn't fall into either category. Shushan was not walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. It was not. So it shouldn't be reading on the 15th. So why is it on the 15th? It's really a prazim. It's really an unwalled city. It should really be on the 14th. So Shushan is really the enigma here, why it's being read on the 15th, if it doesn't fit into the definition of our Mishnah, has to be walled from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, which Shushan was not. So the Gemara answers as follows. Amar Rava, Amrila, others say Kedi, Kedi or Kedai is a name of Namora. They explain that shiny Shushan, Hol v'nasa b'nes. Shushan was different. Shushan the Nes was where the Nes took place there, and therefore it stuck out. You're right, it's not a classic walled city like Yerushalayim, not a classic city that was walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, but nonetheless, we wanted to show something different about Shushan to highlight the Nes that took place in the city of Shushan. So then the Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense, Latana Didan, it makes sense according to our Mishnah, Hainu Dichsiv, that's why the Pasuk in Megillah says, Medina, Medina, V'ir, V'ir. These words, Medina, Medina, tells me there's a distinction between Medina A and Medina B. And ear for ear tells me there's another distinction. There's an ear city, ear C, and there's ear D. Sounds like there are four chilukim here that's being implied by the pasuk. Medina, Medina, ear for ear. So what are the chilukim? So our Mishnah makes sense. Medina, Medina is telling me lechalik bein mokvin choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun lemokvas choma mimos Achashverosh. That's one chiluk. Between when the cities were walled from Yeshua ben Nun versus Achashverosh. That's chiluk one. And ear is telling me another chilek, bein Shushan l'shayaros, that Shushan, even though Shushan's really one of the prazim, there's a difference between Shushan and all the other cities. So that too, those tichilukim make sense to our Mishnah. Ela l'Rabbi Shuban Karcha, bishma, I understand Medina l'Medina, l'chalik bein Shushan l'shayaros. that Shushan is different than all other cities because they use the definition of Yeshua ben of Achashverosh. So that's the chilek of Shushan, which is walled from Achashverosh, to other cities that were not walled from the times of Achashverosh. That's just one chilek. Ela'ir le'ir le'mayasa. But he doesn't have another usage of ir le'ir. There's no other chilek that he has to be made according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. What does he do with the words ir va'ir? So Gemara says, Amar lecha Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha comes to defend himself. He says, wait a second. Ulatana didan. According to the Mishnah here, Maseches Megillah, Minicha, does it make sense? Does it make sense? Because, Kevin de Islay Prazi Prazi, Medina Medina Lamali. We don't need Medina Medina to tell me that the walled cities are different depending on Yeshua ben Nun or Achashverosh. We already have a Gzera Shava, Prazi Prazi, which taught that same din. We know there can't be two drashas teaching me the same exact halacha. So once Prazi Prazi tells me you go back to Yeshua ben Nun, we don't need Medina Medina anymore. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, our Mishnah also has an extra phrase of what's ear to ear coming to teach for both our Mishnah and Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So the Gemara says, Ella must be, there's a kra, the drasha hudasa. The pasuk tell me that it's a drasha. There's another drasha that's completely off the radar here. What's the other drasha that we were not addressing? The Kedav Yeshua ben Levi. Hudasa, Damer Bishu ben Levi, Krach v'chol samech lo v'chol anira imo, nidon kikrach. When it comes to a city, a walled city that is, so not only in that walled city is included in the halachas of the 15th, but even those cities that are either a samech next to it or visible from it are also included. So therefore Yushalayim, which is a walled city, so if there's a city that's samech lo, or there's a city that's near Emo, those would be included in the halachas of reading on the 15th. That's what's learned from the extra words ir lir. So Gemara wants to clarify now, ad kama, how far does this samach nira work? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, v'isem other say Rabbi Chibra Abba, ki machamasan l'tiveria mil. From the city of Machmasan, the Tiveria, that distance, which is a distance of mil, that's how far we're willing to go in terms of being samach to the city of Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, lema mil, just tell me mil. Why don't we care about the city of Machmasan to Tiveria? Just say, if it's a mil away, a radius of a mil, that's part of the walled city itself. So Gemara is telling me, ha-kamash relan, dishi'ura de mil, kamahavi. It's telling us how wide, how long is a mil. So go from Machamasan to Tiveria, that's going to give you the definition of the mil. The real thing we care about is a mil, but what's a mil? So it's a measure from these two cities, and that's how you're going to come to the distance of a mil. Okay? We have a minute?